It's been a momentous day in the fight against COVID-19. The FDA released a report saying that a vaccine developed by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech was effective and safe, clearing the way for its emergency approval in the U.S. That same Pfizer vaccine was approved and administered for the first time to the public today in the U.K. The first recipient, a woman who will turn 91 in a week, who called the vaccine the best early birthday present I could wish for. So let's check in there with NPR London correspondent Frank Langfitt. And Frank, the elderly among those treated first, frontline health workers are also in line. How's it going?
So far, so good. As we can tell, it's only the first day. And Grant, you got to remember that they're putting these folks on television and they're trying to basically instill confidence in the public. As you would remember, the United Kingdom has the highest death toll in all of Europe. Over 61,000 people have died, probably considerably more than that, frankly. And what we now have is 800,000 of these doses apparently have been brought in from Belgium. The National Health Service here says this is, quote, the beginning of the end of the epidemic. On the other hand, this is going to take many months. There are 66 million people in this country. And this is a particularly tricky vaccine because it has to be, you know, put in ultra cold storage to be able to transport and to be able to eventually deliver it.
So this is good news in the UK, but there are some caveats.
I think there are, in the sense that this is an emergency approval. Obviously, the United Kingdom is in desperate need of this. And I think that as this rolls out, what's important for the government to do is to keep an eye on how it's working, whether we're seeing more side effects. The last trial on this, 43,000 people, there were maybe 2% who had headaches and fatigue, but it's going to take time. I mean, for the system that they're putting out, just today, it's 70 hospitals across the United Kingdom. Then it'll move eventually into nursing homes, and there'll be thousands of community clinics. They were recruiting about 30,000 volunteers. But I think actually the answer and solution to this will probably not be this vaccine, because it has to be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. And the answer to this probably is more likely to be the AstraZeneca University of Oxford vaccine, which doesn't have those requirements. Waiting to see if that gets emergency approval here in the United Kingdom as well as the United States. The UK has ordered 100 million of those. And I think what you'll see is a multi-pronged strategy. Start off with the Pfizer vaccine, then maybe be able to move to the AstraZeneca one to get that out to more people quickly. I think that's the strategy. But I think you're looking at months.
Mm-hmm. And you've been mentioning the UK experienced a COVID-19 surge in the fall, which only recently slowed. The daily deaths do remain high. So what's the sense of how quickly a vaccine could start turning this around?
I think you got to be realistic about this. We're heading into Christmas, and I got to say, the images that I see around parts of the country, recently in London, huge crowds out not wearing masks, we were probably expecting another surge of some sort after the Christmas holiday here. Matt Hancock, he is the health secretary. He was responding to this very question earlier today on the BBC, and this is how he sees it.
We've still got a long way to go on this march. We've got to keep our resolve for the next few months. But we all can see that we have a route out and we can get back to normal by the spring, I hope, certainly by the summer. But we've still got to stick at it for now.
Okay, so just a sense that it is a long haul.
I think
but
so.
But I just want to ask you while I have you, Frank Langfitt, it's also a big week for Brexit. You've got your Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who recovered from COVID-19, trying to hammer out a free trade deal with the European Union. I mean, you know, we've got an election transition here, but how might the Brexit negotiations complicate the vaccine distribution?
Well, I think the concern is Boris Johnson is actually going to be heading to Brussels this week to try to get a deal, a post-Brexit free trade deal with the European Union. And if he doesn't, that will mean customs post tariffs, things at the border in places like Calais and Port of Dover. One thing they've talked about here, because they are concerned about disruption at the border, is using the army to actually airlift doses out of Belgium and bring them in. I think that the Brexit process, and if there is no deal, it could be quite disruptive. On the other hand, I've got to believe that the United Kingdom has hopefully planned for this and would not allow these doses to be, you know, lining up in Calais, or rather lining up in Belgium and not being able to get in. Certainly, they should be able to get them in by air.
NPR London correspondent Frank Langfitt, thank you.
You're very welcome, Robin.